T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The third, the final hour of the show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate, and I am an idiot because we went through our entire NFC thing and didn't actually label our picks. So we might as well go ahead and knock that out of the way. I'm going to do something I don't ever do, Lonzo, and that is I'm going to make a contingency pick here. That is to say, I'm going to make a pick with a prop attached. It's very simple. If Patrick Mahomes plays, and I'm sorry, listen, I have made a bunch of new friends in the area that are Bills fans. I had a blast hanging out with the Bills fans last weekend. Here's the deal. If Patrick Mahomes plays in this game, Chiefs win 35-27. The Bills are going to score. I don't have any doubt about that. The question is, how many do the Chiefs score? If Mahomes plays, 35-27 in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs. If Patrick Mahomes does not play, Lonzo, then give me the Buffalo Bills 27-21. That's my picks.
Yeah, I don't think you should be able to do that. But hey, man, it's your show. You do what you need
what
to
do. I should be able to. If there's a sword fight and one guy may or may not have a sword, I'm pretty sure you've got a better pick at whether or not he wins based on if he's armed or not.
So, if you were betting, you're going to bet on both ways and come out even. So what chance are you actually taking? What limb are you on right now? I don't like it. It doesn't matter if I like it or not, but I don't like it.
For the record, I am not touching this game. Not touching this game. I'm comfortable taking the Green Bay Packers -3. I haven't decided. I'm probably going to put just a little bit of cheddar on that one. Not much. But I'm comfortable with Green Bay -3. No, I'm not betting on a game if I don't know if the league MVP is healthy or not, right? And forget healthy. If he's going to be on the field or not. If you told me he was going to play but his foot was a little wonky, then I'd be a little more intrigued by the line. But him being on the field at all is a question mark for this game. You're not gonna get me to put money down on this game without knowing if the league MVP is available or not. I'm taking the contingency bet. If Patty Mahomes is healthy, Chiefs win. If he's not, Bills win. And yes, he is that valuable of a player.
All right, either way, whoever the quarterback is for the Chiefs, I am picking the Chiefs to win 21-20.
Even if it's Chad Henne given Sunday.
Even if you keep saying that, and I like it, and I don't want to. yes, even if it's Chad Henne. Because okay. I believe in Andy Reid, and I believe in the rest of the players enough. I'm more confident if Mahomes plays. But with Chad Henne and what he did last week, and the fact that Andy Reid was willing to pull the trigger. And if you remember, they would have got more points, but Henne threw an interception in the end zone. So he knows the playbook. You got all the guys out there. You get the ball to the playmakers. You basically be the Tom Brady of this team and just manage it, and you can win the game.
Yeah, you know, look, the Chiefs have weapons. That's not going to shock anybody. We're not exactly going out on a thin branch to say that the Chiefs have weapons. But the thing about a weapon, and by the way, can I talk about this? And then I'll come back to that real quick. The Chiefs have done a masterful job at showing why drafting running backs in the first round is not a smart move, right? Drafting running backs in the first round, not a great move. You shouldn't do it anymore. Teams should recognize that. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, or if you're Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I don't know why they need to put the emphasis on it like that. Anyway, Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been MIA from the Kansas City lineup because
like
of injuries.
You sound like you're playing a handheld baseball game from back in 1974.
My phone has a very 8-bit sounding ringtone attached to it.
Okay.
And that's what that came from. I thought I had it on vibrate. That's my bad. Anyway, Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been missing from this lineup, and you wouldn't know it, right? You wouldn't know it. They've rolled on perfectly fine without him. They'll be glad to have him back. They'll be happy to have him back. But they've been just fine without Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It is an illustration of why drafting a running back in the first round is unnecessary. They still have weapons that are carrying. The question mark is, great wide receivers are obviously a good thing to have, Lonzo, but the wide receivers got to get the football. Patrick Mahomes finds creative ways to do that when a defense is swarming him. If I am the Buffalo Bills and Chad Henne Given Sunday is back there at the quarterback position, I'm throwing extra guys at him. I'm making him show me that he can deliver the football accurately, efficiently, quickly, and consistently as often as possible, because going into this game, I don't believe him. I don't believe in him. He's got to prove it to me. The thing about having great talent, phenomenal, but as you just pointed out, late in that game was not out of reach last week towards the very end of it, when Chad Henne is throwing, not just throwing interception, but throwing a bad one. I mean, throwing a bad one. I'm looking at that tape. If I'm the Buffalo Bills, I'm bringing everything I got at Chad Henne. That's why I think a contingency pick is just fine to make in this game.
Again, your show. You do what you want to do. I think you pick it and you ride with it. That's what I'm doing.
I did pick it. Mahomes plays, they win. Mahomes doesn't, they lose. That's a pick.
Okay. All right.
I will not let you guilt trip me on my own show, sir. I refuse.
No. I will continue to guilt trip you. It doesn't mean it's going to work.
844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number. So, we got your picks down for the AFC and NFC championship game.
No, we don't.
NFC. That's right. We got to do our NFC still, picks, though.
I still
haven't picked that game.
Yeah, you were going to come and talk about that, and you went right back. I think you're afraid of this game. You don't know how to pick it, and you're just avoiding it, and we need to pick this game.
It's not that I'm afraid of it. Here's what I'm afraid of. I'm picking the Packers, all right? I'm taking the Packers. I'm going to take the Pack 35-24 over the Buccaneers. Yes, the weather element is going to count. I don't think it's as big of a deal as people make it out to be, but the weather element's going to help Green Bay, obviously, playing in the cold. Aaron Rodgers is frankly having a better season than Tom Brady. You mentioned that you think if it comes down to a shootout, you trust A-Rod more than TB. I agree with that. And on top of that, the Packers' weapons, while they're not as big on paper in terms of name, they are putting up tremendous, tremendous stats on paper. And I'm just going to lean into that. The hesitance that I have here, Lonzo, is exactly for the reason that last week in the pregame show, when I was watching the Saints Buccaneers pregame, they're going through, the Fox pregame guys are making their picks, and I don't think it was Bradshaw, was it Glenn? I don't know. Anyway, I think it was Howie. They're going through making their picks, and Howie Long says, everything on paper says pick the Saints, so I'm picking the Buccaneers. And the guy says, well, why are you picking the Buccaneers if you think it's all Saints? And he says, because there's one guy you don't bet against in the playoffs. It's Thomas Christopher Brady Jr. And that's bouncing around in my head, Lonzo. I mean, these are the games, the few games that Brady is not a favorite in the playoffs are the games that he always seems to find a freaking way to win, and I'm leaning into that being the case again. I'm picking the Packers here, but I am fully prepared to come in here on Monday morning when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers become the first NFL team to host the Super Bowl and play it in their own stadium, just like I knew the Saints were going to screw it up in the playoffs and lose, and everybody said, no, they're not, Rob, you're fine, you're just fine. I got this gut feeling that next week we're going to come in here and you, Lonzo, are going to be singing Tom Brady's praises to me since he's playing in yet another Super Bowl, the 10th of his career.
Trying to figure out what sort of parallel universe we're going to enter where I'm in here singing the praises of Tom Brady. If they were to win this game, it won't be because of him. It will be despite him. Green Bay is going to win this game. 24-10, Green Bay over Tampa Bay. Tom can go home, and we don't need to hear about him anymore.
Well, I got bad news because the reports coming out of Tampa say that he's coming back for one more year. So, well, you're not done yet.
I would like it to be permanently. I didn't believe it would be. Well, you know what? You
get it, for a second, it almost sounded like you wanted to murder him, to tell you the truth.
No. I don't want to do that.
Tom Brady's going to go home permanently.
Yeah, I meant retirement. Don't do that to me.
Relax there, Frank Castle.
Yeah, well, let's see what shirt I was wearing. No, I'm not wearing that shirt, so we're good. Yeah, I believe in Green Bay. I believe in Aaron Rodgers, and I do believe, like I said, 24-10. I think Green Bay is going to get up on Tampa Bay early, and they just can't come back from that, especially with no Antonio Brown. You know, Tom Brady wanted him there for a reason. And I think it's a confidence thing for him. It's knowing that guy's there, even if he's not throwing the ball to him. That used to be Gronk. It became Antonio Brown. Him not there, I think that's going to be a problem.
All right, so I'm taking the Packers. Put your score down, Zoe.
I did. I said 24-10.
Oh, 24-10. I missed it. That's my bad.
It's all right.
24-10, says Lonzo. I am taking the Packers 35-24 in that one. And there you have it. So we're both rolling with the Chiefs to get the dub. We're both rolling with the Pack to get the dub. But when we get back on Monday, and when Tom Brady is playing in a Super Bowl again, and when Tom Brady, because what else can he accomplish in his career but become the first quarterback to play a Super Bowl in his home stadium? Yeah, why would it be anybody but Tom Brady that gets to play the first Super Bowl in a home stadium? Of course it'll be Tom Brady. When we get back here on Monday, I will tell you once again why everybody hates Tom Brady, because they ain't Tom Brady. Go ahead and prepare yourself mentally for that Monday show. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a moment from right now, usually, I wouldn't do two back-to-back days with wrestling talk, but Mark Calloway, a.k.a. The Undertaker, royally ticked me off yesterday, and it's my show, and Lonzo's here, so we're going to talk about it. Then, coming up at 2:30, the cleanup spot. We're going to go back and address every text, tweet, and Facebook that you guys sent throughout the show today. So if you didn't hear your text read yet, tune in at 2:30 for the cleanup spot, where we will take care of just that. All that and Twitter trending topics to wrap up the show on The Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and Lonzo with you. I don't typically do back-to-back wrestling segments on two separate days, but I've got to do it today, man. I'm so sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry at all. I do whatever I want. But anyway.
It's your show, man. Never apologize for good content.
The Undertaker, Mark Calloway, appeared on the Joe Rogan podcast either yesterday or the day before, and he was asked, now that he is 100% retired, as far as we know, he is gone, as far as we know, they asked him, is he still following WWE? Does he still watch it? Does he still watch professional wrestling? Is he checking in on AEW, et cetera, et cetera? And The Undertaker said, and I'll give you the full-length quote here, and then I want to break it down just a second. And so I want your thoughts, because there's part of me that thinks we may disagree on this, and there's part of me thinks that we won't. He said, quote, "I'll probably piss a lot of guys off, but they need to hear it. It is what it is. To the young guys, oh, he's a bitter old guy. I'm not bitter. I did my time. I'm good. I walked away when I learned to walk away. I just think the product is a little soft. There's guys here and there that have an edge to them, but there's too much pretty, not enough substance right now. They're trying to put something out for everybody. Some guys are into the comedy bleep. There's other guys that want to see more hardcore fighting, more hardcore type fighting. I think one of the biggest things that happened, we all got old at the same time, so there weren't enough guys to work with the young guys." Undertaker then also spoke on wrestlers more focused on listening to the fans than tenured performers like himself and other veterans. He said, quote, "You have too many guys out there that are, these guys on the internet say I'm pretty bleeping good. Okay, well, you can listen to them, or you can listen to somebody that's been there and done it. You can't help it, but there was just not enough merging of the young and the new talent. When we had Stone Cold and Rock and Triple H and Shawn Michaels, all those guys, we were all working together, and we were making money, and we were drawing. Then we all just aged out. I hung in there for a long time, but we kind of aged out and left all these young guys to learn with more young guys, and the product changed," end quote. So, I've got some thoughts on this, Lonzo, but before I get into them, so that I don't taint your opinion, what do you think about what Undertaker had to say there?
All right, I agree with him to a point, because this is just like if you look at a football team, a young football team with no veteran leadership. So a lot of times those teams, especially like in the NFL, if there's no veterans there and you got all these young guys, they don't know how to be an NFL football team. And I think this kind of happened with wrestling. So I get it. You don't have that mentor there. You don't have that guy showing you how they did things. And then there's the other side of it, of times change, and wrestling, like a lot of other businesses, has to adapt to what is popular at the time and things like that. So maybe he is sounding a little bit like old man, you know, like, I don't get you kids in your rock and roll music. I mean, that's basically what it sounds like to me. And this is coming from a guy who's actually older than him. The wrestlers have to adjust. Wrestling companies, in order to thrive, just like WWE, whether you like it, whether you think the product is stale or not, it has survived a really, really long time, because they are able to look and see what's going on in pop culture, in society, and adapt to that. So, yeah, it's not your old school wrestling, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I agree, and I'd even go one step further than that. We've all read the stories of what the old guys used to do to each other in the locker room back in the day, right? We used to read the stories about them beating the hell out of guys in the locker room because they didn't like a match. We've read the stories of guys defecating in other guys' wrestling bags because they didn't like them. We've read, and of course, this seems like one of those things that is it makes a bunch of sense that The Undertaker would say this, considering that guy was literally the judge, jury, and executioner on the old wrestler's kangaroo court for many, many years, right? I mean, it's easy to say, oh, they should listen to me, when you're the guy that's in control of a locker room for as long as The Undertaker was. But You know, the whole thing about being mad that some guys are doing comedy bits, yo, I watch it for entertainment, all right? I watch it for entertainment. I watch it to be entertained. And I got to tell you, I also watch movies to be entertained. And never once have I thought, I can't believe they make comedy movies. Yeah, of course they do, because people like to laugh as much as they like to get mad. They like to laugh as much as they like to do anything else. So I don't get why you would be mad about people like that having comedy bits, right? Like, who cares? And I would even go so far as to point out that there are guys out there like the New Day who have, I would say largely, Zoe, and you tell me if I'm right, the New Day is to some degree a comedy bit, especially when Big E's being Big E. Not that they're the full New Day anymore, but which, by the way, them breaking them up is still a joke to me. But it is a comedy bit that then bumps up against some pretty dramatic stuff here and there. John Cena, half of the stuff John Cena ever did was what I would consider a comedy bit until he turns into Super Cena, right? The whole thing about young guys listening to the audience and playing to the audience, yeah, it's shocking to me, Lonzo, that they would have the audacity to listen to the people who watch the product and give money to the product to find out what, you know, customers want to see, watch, and pay for as time went on. Undertaker just sounds like a wrestling dictator who's out of power and doesn't know how to handle it anymore.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, you brought up the example of the New Day. Yeah, comedy team. But you put those matches against the Usos, especially in a cage, when Woods is basically being crucified and beat just tore to pieces. You put that up against some of the old school matches that the Undertaker was in, it holds up. So I disagree. It sounds like disgruntled old man going back in my day. And I think if he continues to do interviews, you may reach a point. Some people will reach a point where they wish he would just go away, or that he stayed in character forever and never started to do these kind of interviews.
Yeah, that's it, man. I mean, Undertaker has lived kayfabe for, I don't know, 30 years now, longer, 35, 40 years now. He's lived kayfabe. And this is the first time that he gets to come out and talk as a fan, right? Like, he held on to that old school kayfabe where he didn't talk as a fan. He didn't ever. You never saw The Undertaker out of character until he retired. So he's got probably 40 years of stuff that he wants to say now that he's not The Undertaker, now that he's just Mark from Texas. And I get that, and I respect that. But when the first thing you do is come out and just absolutely slap down young guys, when you left the business the way that you left it, for having the audacity of trying to find out what paying customers want and give it to them, it's just kind of ridiculous. And the whole thing about calling everybody soft, man, I'm not, absolutely not, man. Just because you guys were back there, I think he went on specifically to talk about, you got these guys in the back room playing video games now. Yeah, you guys used to travel and all you did was play poker all the time, right? The difference between the guys that used to play poker in the locker room and the guys that play video games now is one thing: technology. That's it. That's the difference. They play video games, they laugh and have fun and carry on and make fun of each other. And the difference between you and them is that you guys didn't have portable video games to take on the road with you, and they do. That's it. Yeah, he just sounds, unfortunately, Zoe, because I, you know, look, The Undertaker gave me 30 years of wrestling memories, but he just sounds like a disgruntled old guy in this interview. 844-GSP-ESPN's the number. Neil is checking in to talk a little wrestling before we take a break. Neil, what's up, buddy? Welcome to the show. Good to have you.
What's up, Rob? Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to get a shout-out in baseball and football, too, but I wanted to start with wrestling. I agree with both of you, what both you and Lonzo are saying. However, I haven't watched wrestling. I was a huge wrestling person when I was a kid. My older two brothers still are. If you paid me $1 million right now, I couldn't tell you 10 of the guys' names right now that still wrestles, to be honest. I haven't watched it in probably more than 15 years. Once John Cena started getting popular, I never liked him. I don't know why. He's like a shrimp, even though he is, like, stocky, and, you know, he could kick my ass 14 times over again. But the thing for me is this. I think Alonzo hit it right on the nail. You got to kind of keep up with the times. But for someone like me who is old school, it doesn't work for me. I'm kind of like what Undertaker is saying, although I agree with more with what Alonzo said as far as keeping up with the time. What the Undertaker is saying, I agree with him completely, because I was just one of those people that was just old school, that just liked to watch the old school wrestling. The entertainment obviously was there. I always followed like guys like Hulk Hogan, The Rock. And, you know, even going back, when you talk about Hulk Hogan, I mean, you start talking about his finishing moves. They're terrible. I mean, you're talking about the leg drop. I mean, any of us could do that. I mean, let's just be honest. But it was just the character that he brought to the table, the personality he brought, the I'm a real American kind of thing. That's what made it entertaining for me. When I sit back, I went up to my brother's house, my middle brother, probably about 3 months ago, and he was watching. I think it was a Monday night. And I went back and I watched it with him for a few moments, and I just couldn't get into it at all. So I understand both sides. It just sucks because someone like me, and I'm just the minority on this, because like you said, like Lonzo said, it comes to a point where you have to change with the times, and the times are just like with NBA basketball now. I love the old, you could bruise each other up, you could bust each other's kneecaps, and you could keep playing. Now it's a different game, but I still love the NBA. So it just depends on the person and the personality they bring. And to me, it's no fun anymore. So
I get
things
it.
Real quick, Rob. First of all, baseball. Hank Aaron, one of my favorite players of all time. But I have a question for you, and then I have a football comment.
All right, real quick. Got about 30 seconds.
Okay, one of the things that I'd like, and you can answer this one off the air when we get off. I'll say, and I won't even worry about the football. People talk about Hank Aaron and him with the home run record and then Barry Bonds and whatever. What I don't understand, nobody ever talks about this, but back then it would have been a lot easier to do PEDs and steroids than it is now and get away with it. How do we know that even those guys wasn't doing something to cheat? If you're not cheating, you're not trying, in my opinion. And I think that even going back in time, they probably were doing something that probably wasn't legit. So at the end of the day, what's the difference?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Appreciate you. Thank you very much, Neil, for checking in. 844-477-3776. Yeah, I mean that's not wrong, but I don't think the science was there at that point to really create the things that guys are using nowadays. Back to that question later on, but I want to get Rick in here real quick before we hit the break. Rick, welcome in. Great to have you back, buddy.
Thank you. It's a very sad day. My father was in the Braves organization for a while. I was getting something to eat. I'm sorry.
You're good, but go ahead.
My father was in the Braves organization for a while. There's no classier person than Hank Aaron was. I met him 5 or 6 times, and let me tell you, every time I met him, he was a classy guy. He handled life the way I wish I would have handled it. He was my childhood. I'm going to cry now. He was my childhood idol, and I think a great guy. Passed away today.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to meet Hank Aaron in Mobile, Alabama, his birth town. Rick, appreciate it, man. Great to talk to you. I got to meet Hank Aaron in his birth town of Mobile, Alabama, back in the early 2000s when I was a young man getting into radio. And, you know, Ryan McGee from Marty and McGee told a story earlier, and he tweeted out. I retweeted it just a few minutes ago. He said, I got Hank Aaron's autograph at a charity event in the 80s, I was 10. He was standoffish, and it made me sad. Then a few years later, I Had a Hammer was published, which is Hank Aaron's biography, and we learned of the hate he'd quietly endured, and I realized he wasn't standoffish at all. He was guarded, and rightfully so. And if you ever read the stories of some of the hatred and vitriol that Hammer and Hank Aaron faced throughout his career, you would understand it. I'll tell you this. He mellowed out a bit, because when I met him, and I want to say it was 2005, maybe 2006, but somewhere around there, over in Mobile, Alabama, at Hank Aaron Stadium in Mobile, the guy was cordial, he was polite, he was quiet, but he spoke to everybody who wanted to speak to him. It was an incredible, and one of my, I've got very few regrets in sports, but one of my few regrets is that I didn't get him to sign a baseball for me that day. I was broadcasting that for the news station, for our sports station there in the area. And so I was on my best behavior, and you know, you don't really ask for autographs when you're covering an event as a journalist, as a media member. One of my biggest regrets is that I didn't break my rule and ask Hank Aaron to sign a baseball for me. But the guy was incredibly polite. He was cordial. And again, if you haven't read his book, I suggest you do. It's called I've Got a Hammer. Phenomenal book. And once you read some of the crap that Hank Aaron had to go through in the 50s, 60s, and 70s leading up to his home run chase and to him ultimately passing Babe Ruth, man, you'll have a newfound respect for that guy. You really will. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN. Real quick before we go to the break, Lonzo, good news for you. Breaking news brought to you by our friends at Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz fans, find how far an extra mile can go. It has just been announced that Patrick Mahomes has successfully completed NFL concussion protocol, is clear to play on Sunday, and will do so. So make my pick final, Chiefs 34-27 over the Bills with Patrick Mahomes on the field.
Yeah,
there you go, Zoe, an official pick. How do you like it?
Okay, way to go. All right, good for you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I feel like I'm very brave making that pick. Quick break. We come back. We'll do the cleanup spot. We'll run through all the texts and tweets we haven't gotten to yet throughout the day. That's next on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. All right, let's run through some of the texts and tweets you guys have sent in during the day today and answer them rapid fire at ESPN. I did not see the purple bag of Doritos on Facebook. Did you try them or not? I did. They were good. They tasted like you dipped a tortilla chip, just did not scoop, but dipped it into some like Thai sweet chili, sauce, I guess. But there was no spice to it, which was disappointing. I like a kick. I like a little bit of a kick when I do that. It was good. It was good. It was all right. At ESPN, I'm going to need a review on that burger. Which was better, lots of Doritos, medium amount, or little? Well, I made three. I made one with the little, one with an average amount, and one with the lot. The one with the one that was loaded wasn't enough, but I'll tell you the biggest problem that I had, and that is this. Once I pulverized the chips down into tiny, tiny, tiny little spices, it ended up, I don't know what happened to the seasoning of the Doritos. It either stuck to the inside of the plastic bag, or I don't know what happened to it, but I basically ended up with like a touch of Cool Ranch seasoning. What I tasted was like plain tortilla chips inside my burger. That it tastes like a burger with tortilla chips inside the bun. And that was really it. It was good, but, I got to find a way. So then on Twitter at Nick Steady, tweeted me the recipe to create Cool Ranch seasoning. And so now what I'm going to do is that one day next week, I'm actually going to create my own Cool Ranch Doritos seasoning and then make the burgers with just the seasoning and no chips and see if that changes everything up just a little bit. I assume that it probably will. At ESPN, Rob, do you know which beer manufacturer was the first to offer their product in a recyclable can? If not, it would surprise you to know that Lonzo knows the answer. Also, he sings a mean piña colada tune. What are you not sharing with the class here, Lonzo?
This was done earlier on WORD. And, one of the questions was who created that. And I got the answer wrong, by the way. But I do know the answer is Coors. I went with Anheuser-Busch. Just because there's an Anheuser-Busch plant close to my college campus, even though it was a dry campus, all my fraternity brothers would go for the tour, which would give them free samples.
Yes, the old classic, quote, dry campus, wink,
yes.
And quote.
Yes.
Got it.
Because Prohibition started where our school is. And as far as the Pina Colada song, a lot of times Vince Coakley on our sister station WORD will throw a tune in there that came out on this day and see if I know it. By the way, Name That Tune is back on TV.
It is. I saw that.
I haven't watched it because I think I would be upset with myself not knowing a lot of the modern stuff.
Hey, Rob and Lonzo, making me laugh. How much is Duke's Mayo paying you to? Joking, but the mayo comes up often. Look, it's brought up to us, all right? It was demanded that I eat Duke's Mayo when I move here, and I want to be part of the community, so I do.
And by the way, I just want to point out that I'm not being paid because I believe mayonnaise is mayonnaise, all right? You people who worship at the throne of Duke's, you worry me. Because there's an angry crazy in your eye kind of thing that makes you say, whoa, you take a step back if you diss Dukes. But, you know, I'm not afraid.
Of all the things that people on this show have gotten passionate about since I got here, Duke's Mayo was number one, like by a lot. At ESPN, there are a bunch of snack foods that need to sell their dust. Flamin' Hot Peanuts from Frito-Lay is another besides Doritos and Cheetos. At ESPN from our buddy Panda, gotta get on the tackish train, Rob. Chili pepper and lime. Look, most of my seafood gets a little dusting of either chili pepper or lime. Big fan of that. Don't hate that. At ESPN, Rob, sounds like you and Doritos need to get a room. Weird. At ESPN, definitely appreciate the Doritos breakdown. Maybe we can get a Lay's flavor power ranking next week. I got no issue with that. At ESPN, Bills win in a landslide 24-10. I don't know about that. I don't hate the pick of Bills winning, but not by two touchdowns. At ESPN, we talked about turf toe earlier in the show and how much of a serious injury it actually is. At ESPN, I got turf tongue once in college. All right, we're going to stop that text right there. Guys,
did you really just read that?
I kind of couldn't help myself.
Okay.
Guys, listening to your picks, no joke, I went 4-for-4 on the spread last week. I'm going Green Bay and Kansas City on the spread this week, but the Tom Brady factor worries me. Lonzo should chill. Henny can do it. Yeah, the Tom Brady factor is what worries me, too. We were talking about tight ends. One guy said, hey, ESPN, Hayden Hurst with the Falcons is a beast. I completely agree, and you're gonna have to have a strong tight end to be in the NFL and have success lately.
And he's a ginger.
At ESPN, you might have answered already, but I just tuned in. Do you think the Chiefs can withhold the Bills without Patrick Mahomes? No, but they don't have to. He has just been cleared of concussion protocol and will be playing this weekend. At ESPN, Rob Brown, so you're saying the Chiefs win. Okay, just remember, the Dunkaroo is coming for you. We may even fill the bucket with Mark Ryan's lady beer that he drinks. I am afraid of the Dunkaroo. I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit afraid of the Dunkaroo. If you missed the Dunkaroo earlier this week, we'll talk about it next week. At ESPN, OMG, Rob, it's not taking its... do you know how to say that word, though? Takis?
Spell it for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
T-A-K-I-S. It's a style of flavoring your food with chili pepper and lime.
I have never heard of it before, but if I looked at it, I would think takis.
That's what I thought, too, yeah. But apparently I got it wrong.
So how do you say it right?
I don't know. Like, he just it's not takis or takis. And then he just sent the word twice. Like,
maybe it's
you realize I'm reading this, not listening to you say it, right?
Maybe it's tacky.
And for those of you who asked about the reviews, I will go ahead and post my full Doritos burger review coming up on our Facebook page and our website later on today. So make sure you stay tuned for that. All right, quick break. When we come back, Zoe guides us. We talk about what you're talking about with Twitter trending topics. That's next on The Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
All right, it is time for Twitter Trending Topics, where I give Rob Brown what is trending, and he will tell us what he knows about it, or he'll make something up, which is really cool because he's inventive like that. All right, the first topic is Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic is trending on Twitter because Joe Exotic's lawyers were just absolutely certain that former President Donald Trump, was going to give Joe Exotic a pardon from prison on his way out of office. That didn't happen. Joe Exotic's lawyers went so far as to hire like a 35-foot-long stretch limousine truck with a hot tub in the back to pick him up for prison, and he didn't get one. Well, Joe Exotic has now tweeted out, quote, "I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump. I only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media post. Boy, we were all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice, His corrupt friends all come first." Of course, drastically splitting the Tiger King audience right down through the middle, causing the, I don't know, it is going to be comical to me if the last controversy of the Donald Trump presidency, Lonzo, was created by Joe Exotic.
Well, you know, I only watched like a couple episodes of that, or like an episode and a half. I wasn't on that thing so much, but I'm actually kind of shocked because I thought he was going to get pardoned. The fact that he didn't is surprising. All right, next up is Xbox Live Gold.
Yes, Xbox Live Gold is trending because they have announced that they are going to be raising the annual subscription cost of Xbox Gold Live, which has got many Xbox fans up in a tizzy because Xbox really hasn't been generating a lot of new content lately. They've really been falling back on some of the classics, GTA 5, etc. And there is a huge movement of Xbox users like myself who have said that if Microsoft is going to keep raising prices without generating new content for that price, then they will flip over to the PlayStation Network, which is free. And I got to tell you, Lonzo, I'm actually in that group. If Xbox is going to bump up the price of their annual live subscription and not give me, I mean, it's like $100 a year, but they're just going to keep thinking I'm happy with new DLC for GTA 5 over and over instead of some new stuff to play, I can see myself switching to PlayStation when I decide it's time to upgrade the console, which is probably sometime this year.
Well, there's a difference between Gold and Game Pass, and I rarely use Gold anyway. I mean, Gold is more, they throw in a game here and there. The best thing to do is get Game Pass. You get all those games. And
yeah, but you don't play games online. Almost every game I play has an online multiplayer
function. By the way, I do play some games online. You and I are just not Xbox friends, which I don't understand. I was just thinking about that we're not. And I guess we haven't reached that point yet where we become Xbox fans.
Yes, we can share 3 to 6 hours of our day every day, but don't you dare ask me to play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, well, you know, apparently Shorty ranks higher than I do on the gaming list, I guess.
Hit that smash and subscribe button. Give me that gamer tag, Lonzo. I don't know what games we're going to play, though. You down for some Warzone?
I can play anything. Didn't say I could play it well, but I can play anything.
Fair enough. That's it. Mark Ryan and Diesel are up next for Offsides with Mark Ryan. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great rest of your day. Have a good weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. We'll see you on Monday with a Super Bowl matchup to talk about on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.